Hello, everybody. Here we are again today with another man of men, the only guy that knows about the stuff that he does, and that's Judge Andrew Napolitano when it comes to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. And like I said, if you can find anybody better, let me know. Because what he writes each week and what he says and what he does, it used to be what it once upon a time called the American spirit and the honor of our founding fathers who gave us a thing called the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, all gone. Judge, thanks for being here today.
Oh, thank you for having me on the show, Gerald. It's always a pleasure, my dear friend.
No, it's great being with you. And everybody, again, go to Judging Freedom, the guest that he has on day after day, week after week, like nothing else, because it's really about your article. Freedom. Freedom of speech, it's gone. In 1791, when Congressman James Madison was drafting the First Amendment to the Constitution, which would become known as the Bill of Rights, he insisted that the most prominent amendment among them restrain the government from interfering with the freedom of speech. After various versions of the First Amendment had been drafted and debated, the committee that had chaired settled on the iconic language, quote, Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. Judge, those days are gone.
Unfortunately, they are. I mean, the story that I tell in the article is a little known one. I mean, last week my article was about Elon Musk, and now this week is. I have no particular affinity for him, but he is becoming, in his own personal way, a warrior for the freedom of speech. Last week, you didn't see it on the front page. The Supreme Court refused to hear an appeal of an order of a judge commanding that he remain silent, that Musk not be able to speak publicly or privately about an order he received compelling him to turn over the contents of Donald Trump's cell phone. Again, this has nothing to do with your political opinion of Trump or of Musk. It has to do with freedom of speech. The Supreme Court refused to hear his appeal. This week, his SpaceX spaceship, which carries a payload for the federal government, was about to launch off of his gear on his property. And the last piece of permission they needed was from the California Coastal Commission, which, no surprise, is a government bureaucracy that regulates private property in California. The California Coastal Commission commissioners, there are five of them, have a debate about whether or not to grant him this permission, which they always have granted him. And two of the commissioners say he speaks political falsehood about FEMA and about climate control, so I'm voting against him. And they deny him the permission to launch the federal government satellite using equipment better than what the, and less expensive than what the feds have, by the way, another issue for another time. Punishing him because of his free speech and characterizing his speech as something that doesn't exist in America, political falsehood. There is no such thing as a political falsehood. Under the First Amendment, you can say whatever you want about the government, and the government can't punish you for it, but Elon Musk was punished. I suspect before this week is out, a federal judge will order the California Coastal Commission to approve the launch. This was not about safety. This was not about mechanics. This was not about money. This was about politics and about free speech. Does the government have the freedom of speech? In my view, it does not, because if it did, it would drown the rest of us out.
Well, again, you know, it's not a government. They're politicians. I mean, they're just low-life pieces of scum. And the bureaucracy, I mean, I got problems up here in Kingston. I bought a building that had all aluminum siding on it. The building's about 120 years old. I took it all off. I got a permit, building permit, repair and replace. Building needs a lot of work, took it all off. The porch is falling down. They jacked up the porch to put the pieces back in to make it level. I got to get an architect and an engineer for that. Stop work order. I said, got to repair and replace. I'm replacing, I'm fixing it. I'm not changing anything. I'm only putting 4 inches of block to bring the thing back up to its. That's the bureaucracies.
Yeah.
This is all you're saying is it's throughout the entire system.
Yep.
We'd become a bureaucratic state.
Even in a small town like Kingston, New York, as opposed to the massive state of California, the bureaucrats love to exercise the power that they have over our own private property. And I suspect, I don't know this to be so, that your freedom of speech has something to do with this, that the bureaucrats probably don't like the types of things that you and I say while you're right there in Kingston.
Oh, yeah. The mayor can't stand me. He's a little jerk, a little clown boy that cut down the trees on the most historic four corners in America. You know why? They were paving the roads and we didn't want the truck to hit the branches.
Oh, God.
I'm not making this up. So, of course, I came out against it, and he hates me for it. A little boy of nothing. A little daddy's boy. Anyway, going on to what you have here. The framers wrote the First Amendment to codify negative rights. That is, the First Amendment recognizes the existence of freedom of speech for every person, and it negates the ability and power of Congress. And after the ratification of the 14th Amendment, of all governments to infringe upon it. Hey, you know what they just did? They forced Sputnik News to close down.
Yes. There's a terrible, terrible, terrible Supreme Court opinion going back to 1936, which gives the president absolute power if it affects foreign affairs. This is what allows the president, without the Congress, to impose tariffs. This is what allows the president, without the Congress, to impose sanctions on foreign governments. This is what allows the president, without the Congress, to shut down foreign businesses in the United States, even when First Amendment rights are at stake. It's a terrible, terrible opinion. It's been followed many times. It should be reversed. This is an interference, not only with the rights of those who own and operate Sputnik, but the right of the people to gather information from whatever source you want. The First Amendment isn't just about speech. It's about information. It's about you can read what you want, listen to what you want, gather information from whatever source you want. When the government cuts off one of those sources of information, because the government doesn't like what it says, the government is getting involved in the content of free speech, an absolute prohibition by the First Amendment. I don't know if they're going to challenge this. I hope they do.
You know, the Rutherford Institute, John.
He's a great man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was a speaker up here as well at one of our peace rallies. And they have, this is how it begins. Freedom no longer means what it once did. This holds true whether you're talking about the right to criticize the government in word or deed, the right to be free from government surveillance, the right to not have your person or your property subjected to warrantless searches by government agents, the right to due process, the right to be safe from militarized police invading your home, the right to be innocent until proven guilty, and every other right that once reinforced the founders' commitment to the American experiment of freedom.
He's 100% correct. This has happened under both political parties. However, the militarization of the police, on which John is an expert, forgetting his last name, from the Rutherford Whitehead, has happened mainly under Republicans by giving the police more money than they really need to fund their police department. Then they go out and buy all this military gear so that they, when they show up at your house, ask Scott Ritter what they looked like when they showed up at his house. They look like they're ready to fight the Russians over the next hill.
In the most liberal state of America, you were saying what free speech was once sacrosanct, it is now subject to official government disapproval. Again, you keep using that word government. You know, we shouldn't be using that word. These are politicians. And we have to come up with a better name for politicians, like maybe politics, you know, many ticks. I mean, they're not, these are low life pieces of crap, these politicians.
They are, but they have an army at their disposal, an army of tax collectors and an army of cops armed like they're going to fight a war. And that's what makes them fearful. They cost Musk a fortune by delaying. All right, it's got a lot of money. Again, and I don't have personal sympathy for him, but for his rights, I do. That at the last minute, they said, you don't have permission to comply with your contract with the federal government, which calls for you to put this satellite into space because we don't like what you said. How horrific is that?
Again, but it's across the board.
Yes.
It's in every element. That's what I'm saying. We got to change the term government because it just puts everybody into one group. It has to be a better name. Hey, we're Italian. They called it a mafia, all right?
Yeah.
It's a mafia. It's a crime syndicate. It's not a government. It's disgusting what's happened. How our freedom has been robbed from us. Again, just look what happened with Sputnik. That won't make any of the news. No. Who cares about it?
That won't make the news because it competed with the mainstream media, and they're not even going to publicize the fact that it's now gone, just like RT today. You can't, I don't know, you guess you can get it on the internet, but you certainly can't get it on television anymore.
No, this is terrible what's happened in this country. And again, that's why everybody go to Judging Freedom. What the judge is giving you, you're not getting anywhere else. And of course, your magazine, the Trends Journal. And, what's going on in the world, we're giving you that nobody else is. But, you know, Judge, yesterday, the Biden administration said that they're going to give Israel, you ready, 30 days to increase the supplies of the starving people that are blown out of their homes in Gaza, or else we'll hold back the weapons. 30 days? How about 30 minutes?
Agreed. Agreed. 30 days, you know, thousands more will die of disease and starvation. I saw a clip the other day. It's in Hebrew, so you have to read the subtitles, of Yoav Gallant, the defense minister, saying, no food, no water, no medicine, no fuel. We will get rid of these human animals. Out of his own mouth, he's saying this.
Yep.
This is not some anti-war activist or libertarian summarizing what the guy's saying. This is a literal, accurate English translation of what he was saying to the public in Hebrew. I have a very close Jewish friend. I'm having dinner with him tonight, and the last time we communicated, we were knocking heads. And when I referred to Gaza as an open-air concentration camp, he got very, very upset with me. And I looked at him and I said, I didn't coin that phrase. The IDF general, now retired, formerly in charge of Gaza, coined that phrase.
I had this guy, I'm not going to mention his name, I used to be on his show, and he got one of our, you know, magazines, and he's on the list, and he condemned me for being an anti-Jew because I'm opposed to what's going on. Anti-Jew. It has nothing to do with Jewish. Right. He said, don't you approve? I said, it's an apartheid state, and I'm totally opposed to what they're doing. And I don't believe in a religious state. Should we have a state for the Catholics, for the Episcopalians, for the Baptists, for the Muslims, for the Hindus? I said, this is a made-up thing. He said, it's not an apartheid state. He goes, and I sent him all of the listings from Human Rights Watch, from Amnesty International, from the International Court of Justice, and the United Nations. He writes back to me, the UN is a lousy piece of crap. Why would you believe anything from them? I wrote back to him, and I sent him the exact language of how was it, 1948?
Yes.
That the United Nations declared that this is a state of Israel? I said, oh, that United Nations that you said is just a bunch of crap? Oh, but they're the ones that created this?
Correct.
And what were their judge about, 80 or 90 or 60 or 70 countries back then that were in the United Nations? This is right after World War II.
Correct.
So I'm an anti-Jew because I say this. But then when you give them the facts, like you gave your friend, they don't want to believe the facts.
No.
Screw Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, the International Court of Justice, and the UN. And we could keep going on. It's an apartheid state by the definition. And when they passed that law under Netanyahu, what was it, back in 2017 or 18, it gives the Jewish people much more rights than the Arabs living there, which comprise about 20% of the nation.
Right. It's a terrible, terrible state of affairs. By the way, on Monday, which was Columbus Day, these people claimed that Columbus was a Sephardic Jew. A Sephardic Jew that brought Catholic priests over with him in 1492 to celebrate Mass on the beach when they found land. Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, oh, and it came out on Columbus Day when they found
it. But this is from DNA. I didn't know that DNA could discern the religion of the human from whom the DNA materials were extracted.
You know, Judge, and now they're ramping up this war with Lebanon. They bombs away over again today. They killed a mayor over there in one of the cities. They're destroying it. And the United States is sending troops and missiles there to, quote, defend Israel, because Israel has the right to defend itself. They could attack and kill anybody, any place, anywhere. By the way, no news of their bombing the hell out of Syria almost day after day, you know, killing people. That doesn't count. What do you think is going to happen with Iran?
I think Iran is going to be attacked by Israel, and they're going to respond with a fusillade of missiles that Israel will not be able to shoot down, and will be catastrophic for Israel. My segment with Colonel McGregor later today on Judging Freedom is, can Israel survive Netanyahu? And I'm sure he's going to say no.
Again, we're talking about a government. Your government, Netanyahu, Gallant, the other guy you're talking about. It's not a government. It's a crime syndicate. We got to change the name, and we need to come up with a better name for politicians that symbolize what low life pieces of crap they are, and how they're only interested in themselves and can care about we the people. And we the people have lost all our rights. Remember that we used to call them public servants.
Yes. Oh, God, what a joke that was.
Well, Judge, thanks for being on, and thank you for all that you do. And everybody go to Judging Freedom if you really want to see what in the world is going on from the people that you don't see in the mainstream media, because they're not allowed on anymore, because they speak about freedom and how to judge it. Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, Gerald. All the best, my friend.